The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 19th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1950, American rocket engineers tried to launch the first rocket from Cape Canaveral. It didn't work out too well. A plane making an emergency landing scrubbed the first attempt, and then the rocket, a captured German V-2, wouldn't ignite. In 2012, the Space Shuttle Enterprise, a test vehicle which never flew into space, was regifted. Having been part of a permanent exhibit at the National Air and Space Museum, Enterprise was handed over to New York's Intrepid Air and Space Museum when the National Air and Space Museum got the space-flown shuttle Discovery. For the first time in two decades, Enterprise was hoisted onto the back of NASA's Boeing 747 shuttle carrier plane for the trip. Animator Max Fleischer was born in 1883. In 1924, Arthur Rankin Jr. was born. He directed and produced many of the classic Rankin-Bass holiday specials that are still shown to this day.
Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor.
Queen guitarist and astronomer Brian May was born today in 1947. And whether you know him as Sherlock or Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch was born today in 1976.
We don't know a thing about each other. I don't know where we're meeting. I don't even know your name.
I know you're an army doctor and you've been invalided home from Afghanistan. I know you've got a brother who's worried about you, but you won't go to him for help because you don't approve of him, possibly because he's an alcoholic, more likely because he recently walked out on his wife. And I know that your therapist thinks you're limp psychosomatic quite correctly, I'm afraid. It's enough to be going on with, don't you think? The name's Sherlock Holmes and the address is 221B Baker Street. Afternoon.
Rutger Hauer died on this day in 2019.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
In 1965, even though NBC had passed on the first pilot episode, shooting began on the almost unprecedented second pilot episode of Star Trek, with a new leading man in the form of William Shatner and a new script emphasizing action and adventure over intellectual plot setups. Once it was finished, this pilot sold NBC on the idea of Star Trek, which won a place on the fall 1966 schedule.
Enterprise log. Captain James Kirk, commanding. We are leaving that vast cloud of stars and planets which we call our galaxy. Behind us, Earth, Mars, Venus, even our sun, are specks of dust. A question. What is out there in the black void beyond? On Until now, our mission has been that of space law regulation, contact with Earth colonies, and investigation of alien life. But now, a new task. A probe out into where no man has gone before.
And in 1998, Babylon 5 received a visitor from third space.
Delta Leader to Babylon Control.
CNC online.
We're going to launch a salvage operation. We'll need at least 5 White Stars and some Star Furies. Make sure they're armed and running weapons hot. This thing could be dangerous.
Confirmed. How many Star Furies do you want?
All of them.
The second TV movie commissioned by cable channel TNT from the makers of Babylon 5, Third Space, was filmed first and revealed a previously untold tale set during this series' fourth season. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Maybe there's a connection, maybe there's just a whole lot of full moons out there somewhere all lined up, beaming bozo rays into everybody's brains. But either way, I want answers.